Say to him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, who art come into this world. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Father Louis, Alessio, dear friends and family, faithful, we have suffered a great loss, and I share your sorrow. My deepest condolences for you, for all your pain and your loss. I have known Louis Sr. since the year 2006. Many of you have known him much longer. A gift of God. And he gave to his church a priest. That will certainly be taken into account on that great day. We have to trust in God's perfect providence. For Louis Sr., the testing time of this world is over. How did he pass his final exam? We will know. He has gone to God, who is both our Savior and our Judge. He has been judged. And we have every reason to hope he has received a merciful judgment, because the judge was his supreme lover and he served him faithfully. He experienced joys and sorrows in this life. He had his faults, and it's not for us to recall them now, but to join in Father Louis in this great sacrifice of the Mass, to commend his soul to God, that the good Lord may burn away in the purifying fires of purgatory whatever faults may have remained. But he did receive on his deathbed the apostolic blessing. And he was faithful to his religious duties and in his own way, as he knew, to serve his family. He's gone to God. He has been judged. I will go to God. I will be judged. And every day in this life is a test and a trial. Every thought, word, deed that we do is either directed towards our final destination or slipping away therefrom. He has been judged. Father Louis has had the very sad privilege to celebrate the Requiem Mass of his mother, of his brother, and today of his father. A sad duty for the priest, but the priest shares in the joys and the sorrows of every family. And these occasions remind us that this life is not a bed of roses, but a valley of tears. Because when sin came into the world, when it was a paradise of pleasure, when sin came into that garden and we all inherited this tendency and this original sin, the world has become hostile. And only the Savior can bring about a better world. Only those who die in Christ, as St. Paul just said, and he uses that phrase 90 times throughout his 13 epistles. In Christ means in the grace. Dying in sanctifying grace is our only ticket to eternal life. Dying in grace, in Christ, baptized, repentant for any sins, and dying in his grace. That's all that matters. And so Louis Sr. was a dedicated and devoted husband, father of six children. He did his best to make sure those children were raised and educated as faithful traditional Catholics in this time of utmost confusion in the world and in the church. He made sure his children received the sacraments, the best possible preparation, attended weekly the traditional Tridentine Mass, the Mass of our fathers and of the saints, with a daily family rosary. The proper catechism and instruction, as well as every help to live a good moral life. And of course, we stray. We all stray to some extent, even those most well prepared. But we have this opportunity to come back, pray for his soul, reflect upon my death. One day it will be my body, my mortal remains, in that box covered in black. And before that day, I have a chance to get my life lined up with what Lewis gave to his children, which our Lord gave to his church, the supreme fullness of truth and of grace, to navigate through this valley of tears and reach our ultimate destiny, eternal bliss in heaven. Lewis Sr. looked after the spiritual needs of his family to the best of his power. He also was faithful and dedicated to looking after their temporal needs. His elderly mother, right up until the time of her death in 2005. And we know how heroically he looked after the spiritual and temporal needs of his handicapped son Vincent for 27 years until his passing 6 months ago. And how well we remember that, and how faithfully Vincent and his dad came to Mass on Sundays whenever they could, and other occasions like funerals and weddings. It's a beautiful thing to have this opportunity here in New Jersey, but it's thanks to men like him and devoted men and women who have purchased this church, fought through the battles and the confusion, and enable us to carry on the faith of our fathers. The faith once delivered to the saints. He has been judged, and we will be judged on our love. But not any kind of love. Not sentimental love. Not love that is separated from true faith. Supernatural love, which is charity. And our Lord explains the seven works of charity, which we call the corporal works, one of which is burying the dead. So we have this opportunity to participate in a worthy burial. His final resting place on this earth will be laid out today by lunchtime. His body will be planted like a seed to rise up again on Judgment Day, renewed, perfected, and glorified. But one of the seven spiritual works of mercy is to pray for the living and the dead, which again, you have the opportunity here and now to pray in your own way, or with the prayers of the sacred liturgy in the traditional booklet, to pray, enter into the mind of Christ and his church, commend his soul to God. So the key to true love is to keep the order of the commandments. Number one, God, the first three of the ten, the Decalogue. Number two, our neighbor as we love ourselves. It must come second. But those who love God as they should will love their neighbor with perfect love. In fact, when you pray as we should, God inspires us with how best to look after your own spiritual life and to help your neighbor. When we pray, we are enlightened how better to love. Yes, we will be judged on our love and the works of charity and mercy. The Holy Gospel gives us so many indications about death and beyond that we have no doubt what has happened and what will happen. We have no doubt that we who are baptized and believe, death is just the transition, the doorway to eternal life. We know that our Lord said that where your treasure is, there is your heart. If your treasure is in Wall Street, that's where your heart is. If your treasure is in some fashion parade, that's your heart, where your heart is. If your treasure is in heaven, you will do what you can to sell everything you have, buy that field, that precious field with the hidden treasure in it. And our Lord said, even you will cut off your hand, you will pluck out your eye, you'll do anything to avoid occasions of sin, that we may not be judged badly, harshly. We must look to heaven as our ultimate goal. Everything that leads there, embrace. Everything that deviates from there, reject. This is how we should live. Sin has turned this life into a valley of tears. As we say in the Hail Holy Queen, she rescues us from this valley of tears. She helps us while we're here. She rescues us at the end. We who have been devoted to her, our Blessed Lady, the Mother of our Lord, and her Holy Rosary, because don't forget the Rosary is the way to internalize the Gospel. So when you even see the rose or hold the beads, you are absorbing what you have learned of the Holy Gospel, which is our way to heaven. Mary will help us serve her Divine Son. And devotion, of course, to St. Joseph, the great silent figure in the New Testament, the great protector and lover of Our Lady and Our Lord, teaches us how to live and how to die. As we see on his altar, the happy death of St. Joseph, dying in the presence and in the arms of Jesus and Mary, this is the hope every one of us should have. And if we live like him, faithful to the law of Our Lord, even in times of confusion, remember the seven sorrows of St. Joseph? The first was his time of intense trial. What is my duty here with this confusing situation? Seeing our Blessed Lady at the second joyful mystery, mysteriously with child, what is he to do? He thought about, St. Matthew teaches us, sacrificing his reputation in order to honor our Blessed Lady, even though this mystery of this pregnancy was completely confusing to him. But God delivered him from that trial and from all of his trials. And so God has delivered Louis Sr., devoted to St. Joseph, in a way silent and faithful as he. So let's pray for a happy death. St. Joseph is the patron of a happy death. Let me remind you very briefly that Mass, towards the end of the Mass, the opportunity of Holy Communion for those who are Catholic, who have been to confession and fasting according to the law of the Church and according to the custom here and of all of tradition, only kneeling and on the tongue for those who can kneel, otherwise you stand. Holy Communion should be given, should be received once a year from the time that we come to the age of reason, once a year and on our deathbed when possible. This is the law of our Lord as expounded by his Church. Holy Communion is the great key to eternal happiness, a prefigurement of the eternal wedding feast. And so we should receive actually at this Mass or spiritually. And those who are not yet ready to receive have 6 weeks before Ash Wednesday. And Ash Wednesday begins the great time for the Easter season beginning, Lenten and Eastern season. Ash Wednesday to Trinity Sunday, all Catholics must receive communion. And offer your prayers for the soul of Louis. After the Mass, the remains of his body will be honored with the holy water, the holy incense, and the procession continues from his place of death to the church, from the church to the place of burial, where we'll pay our final respects But when you leave there, don't forget him. We have loved him in life. We must not forget him in death. We pray that he will join the saints in heaven, purified and purged of his sins, and will be our intercessor with God. St. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 that we'll be saved by fire. We all have to go through fire. That is the purifying fire, the hay, the stubble that hides the precious stones and we burned up either in this life or the next. He's speaking of purgatory. God has another fire for his the rebels against his kingdom. That's hell, the eternal punishing flames. He has a purifying fire of his love for those in purgatory. And our scripture says our God is himself a consuming fire. And so we must burn with the love of God or the flames of punishment. That's Hebrews 12, 29. Our God is a consuming fire. And so your prayers and the sacrifice of the Mass offered today for Louis Alessio will help the purifying that may need to be done, and he will be our intercessor in heaven. So have great confidence. But do learn the lessons. One day, I will be there, dead. One day, I will be judged. Daily, we must prepare for this. Pray for us sinners, O Blessed Mary, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.